I remembered getting involved in the WIFA initiative when we met in Bangkok for FIFA Congress. We said that we have to revive WIFA and that we have to get WIFA going again. So all the presidents and the general secretaries that were there at the time, we met and we decided that we have to do something. Then when we met in Paraguay, again for FIFA Congress, we had a meeting and we came up with the initiative. We wanted to start with the under 23 males, and then it was felt by the other countries that we should focus on women because we needed to develop women football and to give them an avenue, opportunity as they prepare for World Cup qualifiers. So that's how we started. It is also my privilege to welcome Barbados, Dominica, St. Lucia to our beautiful shores. I hope the experience has been a great one, but we will do it again if we have to do it. So it was really nice having them. The competition has been going very well. Last, I think I had a bet with Barbados, so I have to pay my debt. You know, but it's been very good.
And how would you describe the responses of the countries when you know, we said that we're going to have this tournament this year? Were the countries very receptive?
Oh, yes. They were all, including Grenada, that is not there. But they did indicate early o'clock that if we are going with the women, senior women, they wouldn't be able because they had prior engagement and they couldn't get out of the contractual arrangement they would have had prior to that. But all, including Barbados, is always very welcome to our Windward Islands. They always participated. Dominica from day one said that they want to be part of it. We said we're gonna do 25 delegates from each country, and they said no, they need to bring their media people, they need to bring this and they need to bring that. So all of them, St. Lucia and stuff like that. So I'm very happy that it gets off the ground. I hope by next year we fight a new initiative, you know, and that it all four countries, including Barbados and other countries, which the discussion is already underway in terms of expanding WIFA activities to other countries. Because even this year, BVI wanted to join us. But again, the time that we wanted to do it, they had other arrangements.
All right. So we're not yet to the finals, but I'm sure, you know, you've seen every country play at least one match so far. How would you describe the level of play thus far?
So normally I cannot really watch. I have this thing, I cannot watch our team, Vency Heat or Lady Heat play. But in this one, I took the opportunity to watch St. Lucia. I think St. Lucia ladies are really talented. I think they have something good happening there. When Dominica played, they kept St. Lucia really tight. They did an excellent job under the circumstances. Also last night when Barbados played St. Vincent, that's not the outcome I would have liked, but it shows that the ladies are really pushing. And even in the session we had earlier on today, they're talking about they give their all. And I really want to congratulate. I think every one of them are winners because the fact that they come out there and they give their best. And it's the competition is good as they prepare, but I think the collaboration, the synergies and the networking that those girls will have after this event for me goes beyond just the playing field.
Okay, so you just kind of went into my next question, which is what is the expectation moving forward for these teams and for this tournament?
Yeah, because what I also try to encourage our team, and when I visit them at practice, is to always seize the opportunity for networking, for developing your skills, because you have to see somebody from a different one of the countries that have a skill set that you admire and how you could build your own, and we could collaborate on our skills and get network, because beyond the playing field, there is also your future. There is also what you would want to be in terms of your own personal development. And if we are one Caribbean, I believe in Caribbean integration. In my past life, that I was part of organizing OECS activities, like we just had the Windward Island Games in St. Vincent. That was excellent. We have WIFA now. We're looking for other other avenues where we could collaborate, you know, and make sure is we are one. But what I want us to get from this initiative is to have these synergies, to have this cooperation where we could do exchanges. It's not only at a competition level, it doesn't have to be on the field. It could be exchange where our people with certain skill set can be used, and those from Dominica can come across here, those from Barbados. So we do that, those exchanges, St. Lucia, and make sure that And what that does for us is that when we meet on a competition level, it's very high because all of us have been trained and use the best skills, you know, to develop the sport. So I'm very happy we were able to host with women, senior women this year, and I look forward to collaborating with the rest of the Windward Islands in pushing forward for more activities like that.
All right, I'm going to ask you one more question before I forget. Off the field, we're engaging in this symposium today, you know, and that is an excellent initiative for young women. But tell us, what was the mindset behind this, and why?
So when we were planning for the games, we have our LOC, which deals with all our organizing, all our local and regional and international events. And also we have a female committee that deals with all women related activities. So when we were discussing and planning, we said that we don't have a game only focusing on the field. We need to focus up the field and how we could empower those young ladies, and how we could give them some sort of support, and how we could make them better persons as a footballer and as a person. And then we thought about it and we said, well, women's health issues are sometimes overlooked, and some of those topics that we chose came from the women's committee, and some of the challenges that ladies face, they know it better than us. We are men, we don't understand what they face most of the time. So that's why we were able to pull in the doctors and all of those persons to be able to give us those sessions that will empower the young ladies, that will motivate them, that will give them the zeal that they need to push on the field and off the field.
Lovely. All right. Thank you so much, Jensek, for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.